GOP leaders decided against trying to use the must-do spending bill to defund Planned Parenthood and dropped a House provision to zero out Title X family planning funds. There you have it in black and white for all to read and all to see. Nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. Midterm, please. They've done a lot of good for pro-life. They can't even bring themselves to put it in the bill so it could be taken out later on. Note the language. Republicans decided against. It's here. Put another way, it's more important to rebuild what we've destroyed in the third world than it is to protect innocent human infant life right here down the street from where you're listening to me. And, which is not to say that if you end the funding for Planned Parenthood that you're going to protect all life, but at least that funding valve has been cut off. Now, Planned Parenthood has to go door to door. Oh, yes, I'm from Planned Parenthood. I'm a baby. Yes, I represent the baby killers. Yes, yes. I'm here on the annual baby killer fundraising tour. Yes, yes. Well, we do have some blood cookies, if you'd like one, in exchange for your generous donation. They have to go door to door to raise funds for their ghastly enterprise. It makes it that much more difficult. And then, you're going to raise funds for anything. If you have to actually go out and do it yourself, what are you going to incur to do that? Expenses. In other words, you're going to have to pay people. You're going to have to find the resources to secure the funding. So it takes time away from killing babies. It takes money away from killing babies. It takes labor away from killing babies and recruiting women that will go into clinics to have their babies killed. In other words, it has a net positive effect. It doesn't end it. Only an establishment of the new Christendom here in North America will end it. But it does knock it for the proverbial loop. I'll take that today. I won't take it as the end result, but I'll take it today, won't you?